Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era.
Episode number 105, doing it live right here from CMMA. So you guys hear any background stuff of these killers getting some work in, man, I apologize. But here we are on this beautiful Thursday, counting down the days to May 16th. That's not this Saturday, but next. It's going down in Hardeeville, Conflict 28. Of course, we're going to be talking about this main event title fight today. We have on number one contender, former Conflict champ, Bart Weeks. And I know what you're thinking, and the answer is no. He did not get beat for the belt. He relinquished the 145, become the 155. So this is essentially a champion versus champion kind of fight. Just one more reason to be excited for Conflict 28, if you weren't already. Before we get off the jump here, I just want to give a shout-out to Source Armor at Fight Store. They're our most favorite sponsor. That's ssfightstore.com. You can check them out. They do amazing work with logos, banners, shirts, anything you could need. And they really do kind of an all-inclusive package, too, where you know these fighters can get what they need, get what they want, and focus on training. So make sure to check them out. It is it's a really great thing that they do. So, you know, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and jump into this here in a minute, man. We got Augusta Fight Club's Bart Weeks, again, former Conflict featherweight champ, 4-2, awesome striker, won knockout of the year, I think, over Donnie Singleton with them brick hands. Very outgoing dude, but let me tell you what, all beast when it comes time to fighting. You guys make sure to get those tickets, and we'll have him and his coach Chris Hauser on. So let's jump into it, man. There's no time better than the present. Bart, what's good, my friend?
Nothing much, man. How about yourself, brother?
I am doing good, man. First off, I wanted to say thanks for pushing the show back an hour. I know we were supposed to meet at 2, so I appreciate you meeting at 3, man.
No problem at all, man. Give me a little time to finish tearing out this concrete I got going on over here.
That's it, man. Hey, you know what? Is that the secret to your superpowers? You know, by day you break concrete with your bare hands and move houses, and then, you know, at night you smash faces?
I don't know, man. I'd always just chalk it up to the big man upstairs. I figure that God gave it to me, so it's my job to give it to other people.
You just got to pass it along. Just pass it forward, yeah, right hand forward.
I just right hand forward and left hand too.
You're so ridiculous, Bart. Oh, man. Listen, man. You know, May 16th is a big day. Originally, it was going to be Eddie Miller versus Kobe Wall. Miller took a injury, and in steps in Bart Weeks. And it almost seems to me, you were just talking about the big man upstairs, it almost seems to me like it was supposed to happen that way. Have you had any sense of, like, dominoes and pieces falling into place as we get closer?
Honestly, man, this whole thing has been a blessing. Y'all know I was actually supposed to fight Eddie Miller for the number one contender spot back in December. And last November, I had a serious injury on my back, tore some ligaments that hold the muscles to my spine. So it was pretty serious. And it got to the point where, honestly, man, you know, 4 weeks before I signed this fight, that I didn't even know if I was going to be able to ever fight again. Like, I wasn't working. I wasn't doing anything. It wasn't getting better. Saw, you know, a bunch of doctors, they couldn't tell me anything except rest, and then, you know, one day it was gone, and I started back to work, and the next week, Chris was like, you will never believe what happened, man, that, you know, Eddie got hurt, you know, do you want the fight? And I was like, yes, my back hasn't hurt once since. I've had the best training camp that I've ever had, and honestly, dude, I'm more ready for this fight than I've ever been ready for anything in my life, and it, honestly, the whole thing is a blessing from God, and I just feel the warmth shining down on me right now, honestly, man.
That's awesome, man. I kind of felt that when I saw the pieces, coming into play together, and to go from, being concerned about never being able to fight again to having the best camp ever and it being a title fight, I mean, it's got to be a beautiful experience and have you completely invigorated and inspired to get after this MMA dream, man.
I've been training for a long time, man, and I've tore and hurt just about everything that I can tear and hurt, and I've been super patient, and I've learned my body, and I've learned how to train, and I've, kind of learned the thing, and I mean, I've almost been training for 10 years now, I mean, plus the, 11 years of hockey that I played, so I haven't been easy on my body by no means, but, some things come with time, and I really feel like I'm just kind of starting to hit my stride with everything, and everything's falling into place, and I'm ready to go, man. I wish it was tonight.
Dude, you are definitely not the only one who wishes that it was tonight. I would totally love for this to be tonight and tomorrow and the day after that.
Yeah, me too, man, me too. I mean, it's like, it is one of those matchups, like, I have nothing, not one bad word at all to say about Kobe or his camp or anybody that's involved with it, man. But, that's not what it's about for me. I mean, fighting's my dream, it's not show friends, it's called show business. And when you get to that a level that me and Kobe are on, and, several other, the elite amateurs in the Southeast levels on, that's all that you're going to do. You're going to have to fight one another. So, I mean, just like I've told him, and, I'll keep saying it, we're going to act like, professionals, because me and him both act like professionals. I'm going to go in there and fight like an animal, because that's how I roll, and I hope he does too. And then afterwards, me and him are going to be sharing a drink, win, lose, or draw, whatever happens. Of course I want to win, and of course I want the knockout, but you never know, man. You never know what happens. Things happen. But either way, me and him are cool, and we're always going to be cool. And that's how I like it. I don't really too much like to talk shit, because you don't have to. There's no reason to talk. I mean, talk a bunch of crap. But, everybody's got their own role. Some people talk shit. Some people don't. Whatever.
Yes, indeed they do. And some of us have people to talk shit for us or to help us get these fights. not to
right.
say any names, but I'm sure, that's one of the good things is that, we have those people. And, to be really honest with you, Bart, I think we could have put your name and Kobe's name next to each other with verses in the middle, no pictures on a plain white piece of paper, and duct tape that bad boy on Walmart doors, and people would still be stoked as hell for this fight. I mean, this fight is... And I'm not, nobody's putting money in my pocket to say this shit to you. It's just true facts, man. Like, this fight is about as premier of a fight as you can get on this side of the fence when we're talking about amateur fights. I really believe that. And I hope you do too, man. I hope you see that, how important this fight is in this community. It's huge.
No, I absolutely do. I absolutely do. I mean, Kobe's a huge name. He's been fighting a lot. I mean, I haven't had as many fights as him on paper. But I have been training a very long time, and a lot of people know me throughout the Southeast and training. I've been around, for a lot of years, and Kobe's been around, and really anybody that knows anything about mixed martial arts in our region is stoked and should be stoked, because this is one of those matchups that, don't happen very often. You got two elite-level guys that are going in and are going in to get it done. We're not two slouches. We're two killers. And that's what we go in there to do. I mean, we go in there to fight.
No doubt. And fight it will be, man. This is one of the most talked about matches that I've seen. I mean, arguably this entire year so far. I want to switch the tracks just a second. I've been talking about you being the former conflict champ. And, a lot of times when you say something like that, people always jump to the conclusion, oh, well, he must have lost it, or he must have maybe got beat. There's all kinds of other stuff. Tell us a little bit about your transition from 145 to 155 and the title that you relinquished. Tell us a little bit about that, man. I think the fans would like to hear that.
Right, absolutely. I was the 45 champ. I won it in 2013 in February or 14. I don't know. It was February one of the years. I've fought several times at 45. I'm a natural 175 to 180 pound man, And when I'm on my diet, I stay around, you know, 70. And cut from 70 all the way down to 45 is just so taxing on your body. I mean, there's nothing that you can do or train or practice to make you feel the way that you're going to feel in that fight when you're that depleted. You know, people do all these massive cuts and all this, and more power to them if they can do it. I mean, I did it for several years. I fought at 45, and I never fought at 100%. I mean, when you have to cut, you know, 15 pounds in the sauna, and you've already been drinking, you know, gallons and gallons of gallons of water every day for the, you know, weeks going up to it. You know, all that water you drink and everything just depletes your whole body. You're drinking so much water that your body's not able to absorb the natural nutrients that it needs in all the food. So there's no way that you can go in there and expect to, you know, be the person you are, you know, training and feeling as good as you do training. So, I mean, after this over and over and over, and my last fight was a war against Jeremiah Scott, and I broke my hand in the first round, and it went all five rounds, ended up breaking my hand in three different spots, and, you know, had to take care of that. And I just, you know, we wanted to, you know, try it again and see how it was. But, I mean, I'm not the fighter that I can be, that everybody knows me as at 45. So everybody's got a big treat coming up May 16th to see old Barty Boy at 100%.
Old Barty Boy, old baby Bart. Speaking of.
Oh, baby face Bart. Well, I got all kinds of nicknames out there. Barty Boy, Bartholomew, Bartolonis. My older brother likes to call me Bertha. He's been calling me that for years. So I'm cool with whatever. Iron Man, B, Money, Bart, whatever you can think. Bart the Fart, I don't care, man. It's all the same to me, brother.
I'll have to come up with something new to call you during the fights. I'm gonna bring the hotness.
New champ. That's what you can scream. New champ.
There you go. Well, hey man, you play your cards right, and you'll be able to get one of those exclusive Eric Ellison interviews in the middle of the cage. And I hear those are pretty sweet.
Well, I'm definitely gonna be playing my cards right. So hopefully and potentially, we will be talking to each other in the center of the octagon.
That's it, man. Hey, you know, something I wanted to bring up real quick, and then I'll bring Mr. Hauser on here.
Absolutely.
I woke up this morning, and you woke up to the same letter I did, only it wasn't actually in my house. And it went a little something like this. It went a little something like this right here, Bart. It said, Dear Bart, the countdown begins. 9 days. Kobe Wall goes to sleep. Thank you for everything yesterday, baby. It was perfect. I love you, and have a wonderful day. Now, I know this sounds like something I could have written to you because we're, you know.
It could have, honestly.
It could have very, very easily have come from me. I know some people saw this. It had like 60 likes. Tell us a little bit about this because it's kind of been like floating around Facebook today.
Okay. I'll touch base with this. Yesterday was my beautiful girlfriend's 26th birthday. She turned 26 yesterday, so of course, you know, we went out to the lake and I grilled, and everybody else gorged and ate all the stuff that I couldn't, and we had a wonderful time, and she woke up this morning and wrote that, and she's behind me 110%. I mean, she has been behind me for years. She helps me meal prep. She, you know, rubs me when I'm sore, washes my feet when I get home, when I'm tired, and I just can't stretch to get the right spot on my back. You know, she is, you know, honestly my better half. And me and her, you know, have really grown into this beautiful thing. And I can't see myself without her. And, you know, she just makes me that much better of a person. I mean, people, wish that they had girlfriends like the one that I have and, you know, stand behind them as much as she stands behind me. And, I mean, you know, it's hard, you know, doing what we do as fighters and, you know, to have your family behind you as much as I do mine, you know, that's just a blessing, honestly. And it makes me, you know, that much more dangerous, you know, a person's bad, you know, but when he's got, you know, a half of a city following him, it makes him that much even stronger.
Well said, beautifully said. I, speaking of better halves and all that good stuff. I got somebody here on the line I want to bring on. You probably know him. His name is Chris Hauser.
I may know that guy a little bit.
You may know him. Fill us in a little bit on this guy here before we bring him on live. Who is this Chris Hauser?
Chris Hauser is my best friend, my mentor, my confidant. He's also my trainer and my business partner. We own Augusta Fight Club together, and he's the head coach there. I'm the assistant head coach, and I've known him my whole life. There's a baby picture of my mom holding me when I was 1 year old and his big-headed butt in the background playing with my older brother. So I've literally known this guy my whole life. I love him. He's like a brother to me. And, you know, he likes to, you know, do his thing, brother. So he does most of the shit-talking for us around there. I'm not too much of a shit-talker. He likes to talk the shit, and I like to back it up. So it works out nicely.
It's a good combination. And you know what, man? You almost can't call it shit-talking when the things that he says turn out to be true.
Right. You're absolutely right. And that's what I was about to call. You can't really say, you know, it's bragging when it's the truth. You know, girls say that. Well, he's bragging. Well, it's not bragging. You're telling the truth about that thing, girl.
That's it, man. That's it. I want to bring, we're going to go ahead and get him on here. Chris Hauser, man. You hear me, brother? How you doing?
What's going on, brother?
Ain't a thing, man. Look, before we get started, man, I wanted to read you something that you sent to me, I guess, getting on about a month ago, and then kind of dive into what you meant behind it and how you feel, if I may. So we did a little interview, I guess, about a month ago, and you said to me, and I'm quoting here, "I never believed in destiny until I started training Bart Weeks about 10 years ago. He's the sole reason I'm a coach today. He's my inspiration and simply the baddest dude I know. Kobe Walls in Big Trouble." Talk to me about that.
Hey, that is a word-for-word quote, and I stand by that 100%. I believe that every once in a while you come across somebody that has that thing that everybody in our sport looks for, that desire and the heart and the athletic ability to do the most amazing, wonderful things that a fighter can do. And Bart is the sole reason why I'm in this business. I have never been more inspired in my life by anyone. He makes me a better coach and a better person. He's the best. He is the best fighter I know. I'd let him fight heavyweights if y'all thought it was okay and they would sanction it. I believe in him like I've never believed in anything, man. And when I said Kobe Wall's in trouble, I was not being disrespectful. I have a lot of respect for Kobe Wall. Kobe Wall is an awesome dude and a stand-up guy. I consider him a friend, not a close friend, because, you know, we live in different cities. But we talk on the Internet a lot, and we watch each other and support each other's fights. And at the end of the day, my guy's fighting him, and on the 16th, his ass is in trouble. Kobe Wall's going to sleep. Bart's going to do him in, and he's going to wake the MMA community up and let them know. You know, he's been out for a year with an injury, but he's back. And after the fight next weekend, there's going to be some big changes in our camp, and we plan on taking the Southeast by storm. Next stop, UFC and Bellator. You know, we're going straight to the top.
I love that, man. I love that mentality. Not only that, but I think it says so much about the two of you. You know, I would argue that the most successful fighters, or even outside of it in other sports, they always seem to come in pairs. You know, when you think about the best fighters that you've had, whether it's boxing, great Muay Thai fighters, it always seems like the fighter and then the trainer, the coach, that other person. And you guys, and I want to start with Bart first here on this, you guys seem like you had that pairing down perfectly. Bart, when you look at this, would you consider it sort of a Tyson and Cus situation? Like, have you found that person? Is that your person?
Yes, I have. I really have, and Tyson is a perfect example, because I kind of feel like Tyson sometimes. I feel like biting people's ears off. I don't care. Get a little crazy sometimes, and that's not bad, because if you sit back and think about, you know, all the greats that people remember, you know, I mean, all of them were killers, and I just kind of feel like that's kind of lost. Like, everybody worries about throwing the perfect punch and worries about how many punches they land, and, you know, wants to win by points. You know, they don't take any risk, and I don't care about taking any risk. If you knock me out, then I'll get knocked out. I don't care. You know why? Because it's something that I did wrong and not something that you did right. And I've trained at a lot of gyms and trained other people. And I'm back. Me and him are back together. He was gone. He took a little vacation for a couple of years, and I traveled around and trained some places, and we're back together. And, you know, I was out for a year before I won my last title. I mean, I was out for a year, come back after a year, not the dude out, and then in 30 seconds won the 145 title. And I'm planning on doing the same thing again, just in a different fashion. But I'm going to be walking down the ring with a 155 belt.
That's it, 10 more pounds. Hauser, if I jump over to you, man, how do you feel? Do you feel, you know, I mentioned the Tyson and Cuss, man. Do you really feel like this pairing is, you know, meant to be? And you mentioned going to the top, so I know you feel this, but, you know, a couple of words, if I could.
Absolutely. You know, you think about the greats, like you said. You know, you think about Freddie Roach and Pacquiao. You think about Roger and Money Mayweather, and you think about great pairings like that. And, you know, I'm a big Mayweather fan, but like Mayweather said, you know, you have guys that change camps and they change coaches and you lose things, you know, and I've been here from the very start. You know, I put the first pair of boxing gloves on Bart, and when he was 17 years old,
wow.
I told him that he was going to be a champion, that he was going to wear titles, that he would wrap them around his waist, and that we would go and do amazing things with this sport. And everything I've said has been true so far. You know, Bart's title fight against Jeremiah Scott, I was still gone. I was still doing my time. And, you know, the fight didn't go the way that Bart wanted it to go. And Bart fought a great fight. And Bart won that fight in a lot of people's eyes, including my own. But when I looked at Bart, Bart looked at me when I got home and he said, it wasn't there because you weren't there, you know. And to be honest with you, Bart said he's the assistant coach in my gym, but everything we teach, we discuss and we talk about together. So there's actually two head coaches. I'm just his head coach. Bart's fight game is brilliant. He's a purple belt in jiu-jitsu. We have great wrestling coaches, and we have great people around us. Bart teaches me as much as I teach him at this point in our career, but I think what I do most for Bart and what Bart does most for me is the mental aspect of the game. You know, and I know my fighter, and I know that Bart is the greatest. And if I'm standing in that corner and we set up our game plan and we go in and we execute it, we are an unstoppable team. The name Georgia Boy and the name Iron Man will echo in eternity in MMA for the things that Bart Weeks is going to show the world in the next few years in this sport.
I love that, man. And, you know, just for me listening to you talk, I mean, you got me pumped, and I'm not even a fighter. I mean, I could just see what it's like on the inside, both in this honest, heartfelt inspiration and connection you guys have, and also everything else that comes along with it. And I did want to mention really quick, I'm glad you actually said Iron Man. I saw the new Iron Man shirt that Soar Summit put out for you guys for this fight.
Absolutely.
How badass was
Soar
that
Summit
shirt?
That shirt is badass, man. Soar Summit fight gear and Hector Santiago, man, those guys, if anybody's looking to get some designs for their shirts and their gear, y'all need to check those guys out, man. Those guys are amazing. They're really super guys to work with. Everything that we wanted tweaked and fixed, and they got it perfect to the way we wanted it. They did it without hesitation, and great business to work with, man. Great business.
Wonderful. What about you, Bart, man? When you saw the final product on that, I always said I would never wear my own shirts, but then when I got my first Wore the Word shirt, I wore that thing like a bastard. So
if you come to Augusta, you are probably going to see me with a red Augusta Fight Club shirt on. After I get these shirts, if you come to Augusta, you're probably going to see me with a black Iron Man shirt on. They are by far the coolest shirts that we've had yet. And we're hoping to just to keep it going, man. I don't want to, you know, I like to change things up. You know, I like to wear different fight shorts for every fight. So hopefully we're going to have a long business together, us and Soar Samurai. With shirts, you know, I want to keep going with it, but I love those shirts. That, like Chris said, you know, we went over several different tweaks and little things, and not one time did he say, oh, man, you know, Jesus Christ, you know. we went back 6 or 7 times, and they changed everything, and they were perfect and, you know, really, really professional to work with.
Yeah,
that's
Bart and I actually discussed, I told him yesterday when we saw the final product, I said, all right, now, we have to order 2 to work out in the gym at. We have to order 2 to go out to clubs and bars at. And we got to order 2 to go to work in at because we also work together. So
and
we're
one
gonna be
for
rocking
wedding.
Those, yeah, we're gonna wear those to the weddings. That's gonna be helpful. Those shirts are badass, man.
And you know, one thing that I thought was really actually really cool and really special about these shirts is. You had a little dedication to somebody that was very important to you and still is and is equally as inspirational. Bart, you could tell us a little bit about that and where you can find that on the shirt because I thought it was very touching and I really liked it.
If you look in the center, the right, right on the right underneath the right arm, there's a little quote that says Team Tista. That's in honor of our friend Tyrone Tista Mims. And that's also our fight team's name. We're Augusta Fight Club, but we fight under Team Tista. We always will. He's the third leg of mine and Chris's tripod. And he's going to be on all my shirts. I don't really believe in getting tattoos, but I have his name, you know, Team Tista tattooed on me. And that's something that gives me strength as well, too. And he'll always be with me. He'll be on every one of my shirts that I ever have. So that's something that, you know, people... You know, I don't know if a lot of people would see it or realize, or they probably would say it wrong because most people do, but, you know, it doesn't matter. It means something to us, and we want to kind of share that and let him be with everybody else as much as he is with us.
Absolutely. We every night when we get done in the gym, we do our count out. You know, everybody puts their hand in the center, and we have a discussion amongst the team, and we always end it with the hard count, 1, 2, 3, and everybody in our gym screams, Team Tista, to the top of their lungs. And there are guys that scream it every night in our gym that have never met Tista, that only know of him and only know the stories and the videos and the things that we have and the memories that we talk about. But they represent Team Tista to the fullest, man. And like Bart said, that name's going to carry on with us for eternity as well.
That's beautiful, man. There's a lot of history here that you guys bring to the table. And this is why I love doing these shows and why I've always been drawn to talking with people coming up. You know, you go ask these kind of questions to UFC fighters, especially the guys who've been there a long time, and they give these kind of cardboard cutout answers to everything. It's like no matter what you ask him, you could be like, you know, so, hey, John Jones, what's your favorite color? And he's going to say, you know, well, I'm the greatest fighter there is, and I'm going to keep this belt, I'm going to defend this belt. And you're like, well, that's not what I asked. You know, like,
yeah.
And so I love doing these shows, man. I love getting this. Bart, what's your favorite color?
Oh, red. I'm colorblind, and I can see red really good. Not all different shades of red, you know. So, but red's my favorite color.
Yeah, you go into the locker room, and you're like, which corner? Which is this red or blue? I'm
yeah,
not sure.
Which
why
one
are
am I
M&M
going? Yeah.
Gray?
Yeah,
how do they get all these gray M&Ms?
That point.
I have to take people. I have to take people shopping with me to make sure I pick all the right colors.
Yeah. You're like, man, this orange
hey,
and pink
he,
is not
you know,
doing
you
right,
know,
Bart.
Eric, you know what Bart can see though? Chins. And he can put his fist on them really, really good. Come May 16th, everybody's
going
to see it, too. I'm so excited, man.
May 16th. Listen, and you know what's crazy about May 16th is that it used to feel far away, but now we're literally getting down to the countdown, man. I mean, do you guys have that vibe in your camp yet? Have you had that energy start? Has it begun? I mean, I know the way y'all get down, you've probably been there since day one, but... I mean, it's got to be firing up hard now.
Oh, yeah, it was in there. I definitely I turned it up a notch last night. I don't really like to really turn it up all the way all the time because I'll hurt myself unless I'm in the cage. I like to keep it, you know, good training going in. But
you did turn up last night, though.
I turned up last night, and I'm really starting to hit my stride. I'm peaking perfectly. Our camp has went great. I mean, like I said, it is really a blessing. And, I mean, I'm a religious guy. Not all people are, so I don't try to push it on everybody. But, man, I really feel the warmth of the light shining down on me right now. And
not only that, but Bart is a huge inspiration to not only myself, but to all of the fighters in our gym. You know, when they come to our gym and after one night, I'll get a phone call later that night and they'll say, do you think that I'll ever be as good as Bart? And, you know, I tell them all, you can be. You can be. If you have the same desire, the same heart, and the same dedication that he has, then you can also strive for excellence. And that's what all of our guys in our gym will do. You know, Bart's not, you know, Bart's the main event. Him and Kobe are the main event next week. And we also have three other guys from our gym that are fighting on the same card. So we got four guys from Augusta Fight Club coming to represent next weekend. And we're looking for four hard, fast, and violent knockouts. That's how we fight. That's how we train. We are lions when we get in that cage, and we train that way. And, you know, that's what we're going to show everybody. We're going to show everybody what hard work and dedication does. You know, when you train to go 10 5-minute rounds and all you have to do is fight a couple 3-minute rounds, then you can go balls deep. You can go 100%, 100 miles an hour from the opening bell to the end of the fight. You know that you can leave it all in the cage. And my guys are that prepared. And on the 16th, everybody's going to see. It's going to be a great night for Augusta Fight Club. It's going to be a great night for Little Rock and for Tommy Guns and for the Irish Dagger. But it's going to be a real good night for Iron Man.
Let me ask you a question, Chris. I want to direct this right at you, if I may. Does it matter which Kobe Wall shows up? Does it matter if the best Kobe Wall of all time shows up? Is there anything that in your mind that Kobe can do to change what you see as destiny?
Absolutely not. There's nothing that Kobe can bring to the table that will change what is already predestined to happen on the 16th. I want the best Kobe Wall to show up. I want Kobe Wall to come in. I want him to give 100% just like we're going to give. And then that way, after the fight, there's no excuses. There's no, you know, he'll know that the better man won that night. It is what it is. I mean, like I said, I have a lot of love and a lot of respect for Kobe. I respect his fight game. The thing that Kobe and a lot of people that think that Kobe's going to retain that belt don't understand is Kobe's never been in the cage with the caliber of man that he's going to have to look across the cage from in 9 days. In 9 days, he's going to have to look into the eyes of a lion and decide whether or not this is really what he wants to do with his life. Because Bart changes careers. And that's what we're
strong
looking
words.
At.
I like that. I like that, man. You know, I think you were talking about Jeremiah Scott. You know, I think his mom, Billy, has been one of the biggest, most excited pieces of a lot of the talking about this. How have you guys felt about seeing her coming out and being so massive with the support? I'll direct this towards you, Bart.
It's been awesome, man. Like I said, Jeremiah Scott's a cool dude, man. He, you know, we didn't have any problems. It was a good fight. And it's honestly like my parents support me in it, but they're not, you know, they don't watch fighting. They don't know all about it. They're, you know, not a super part of, you know, they support me 100% and they're there at all the fights, which, you know, they're not involved in it as much as his mother and family is. But, I mean, that's awesome. I mean, for somebody that I fought and, you know, to say those things about me, she's, you know, probably one of the coolest moms out there. And definitely she writes some very true and inspirational things because, I mean, she's seen me. She saw me fight her son for 5 rounds with a broken hand, and I almost won, but I got a point deducted from me in the 5th round by an illegal knee. And, you know, some people see that I won, some people see that he won. But, you know, regardless, that's over and done with. But for somebody to step out and say the things that she says about me after, you know, me and her son, you know, went deep down through there, you know, that in itself, I think, you know, speaks dividends of the caliber fighter I am. I mean, I'm the coolest guy in the world, you know. If I see somebody on the side of the road, you know, I'll pull the last $5 out of my pocket and give it to them. And honestly, if you saw me, you know, out in the street, you wouldn't think of the person that I am. But, I mean, there's something in there that's always been in there that comes out when I get in the cage. So, I mean, everybody's gonna see, and I love it. I love it, the fact that she's being 100 about it, because she knows. She saw me taking those lunch boxes from those bitches and slamming it into her son's face, and she said it. So I mean you can't get much cooler. You can't get much cooler than that. So kudos to her. Whoa. She's awesome.
Lily Scott is super cool, man. What a super cool mom. What a super cool woman. And like Bart said, big respect to Jeremiah Scott. He is really coming into a good stride in his career. And honestly, we are actually hoping that, you know, within the next year or so, we'll get that opportunity to get back in there with him and do it again.
Awesome, man. I would love to see that. The first time was exciting, and Jeremiah's also a pretty cool guy on a personal level, at least anytime I've ever interacted with him or hung out. He's always been super freaking cool. So that would be an awesome fight. But what we do have right now is a massively incredible fight going down. Conflict 28, May 16th. You got Kobe Wall, the current champ, taking on Bart Weeks, the former champ, number one contender. And like you said, Chris, and actually I'd like for you to give you a second. You've got three other people on this card rolling out of Augusta Fight Club, Team Tista, to do big work. Can you give me a list of those guys really fast?
Yeah, we got Devin Harrison, also known as Little Rock. He is a well-rounded fighter with a really good chin and good heavy hands. Jits level's good. He's making his debut, but he's actually been training with us for several years. Jamar Tommy Guns Tarver, he's making his debut. Kid has super lightning fast hands. I mean, he's got some serious guns going on him. And, you know, we look at those two guys making a good show. And then our big guy, Colton O'Brien, the Irish Dagger. He's one of the bigger guys in our gym. He throws absolute freaking cannonballs. This kid is super, super strong. His wrestling is insane. He was actually scheduled to fight Collins a few years back, and the fight didn't happen. Colton was a bouncer at a bar in downtown Augusta, and got cut up really bad. This guy pulled out a knife and went to cutting guys up. He was a bouncer trying to break it up, and he ended up getting cut up really bad. So he had to step out of the game for a little while and lick his wounds and let them heal. But he is back. He is 100%. And like I said, man, Little Rock, Tommy Guns Tarver, the Irish Dagger, and the Iron Man. 9 days.
We're going
to see what the Fight Club's about, baby. We coming in hard, fast, and violent. We're looking for four really, really hard, fast, violent knockouts. And, you know, we're going to give the crowd what they want. You know, the crowd comes to see guys bang, and that's what we do.
I love it, man. That's fantastic. And I would just like to reiterate that Colton O'Brien versus Josh Collins at 205 is also an epic fight. Could just as easily take the co-main event slot. And there's a reason why it's the third fight from the top. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Great fight, guys. I couldn't stress it enough. You guys make sure to check out that fight and Colton, because this fight, I know everybody knows Josh Collins, but I'm telling you, man, no matter what happens, you will know Colton O'Brien. So make sure to check that out.
Absolutely.
And you can get these tickets at conflictmma.com. You can go on Facebook and find it, man. Get your tickets and get your ass to Hardyville and to the Music Vault, because there's going to be some music going off, and it's going to be coming right off people's chins, and that's going down in 9 days.
If that's the case, then Bart's fucking Mozart, baby, because he's fixing to write a symphony.
It's about to be a symphony. I love it, man. It's kind of one of those, like, I'm going to, you know, you guys keep doing this, and we're just going to have to start handing out goose feather pillows to, like, the red corner, you know? Before.
That's hilarious.
I love
that. Right.
Oh, man. All right, guys, look, we got about 15 minutes left. I'm going to go ahead and do this commercial real quick. You guys hang on, and I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you guys, you heard it here first. You saw Bart Weeks' new walkout shirt, the Iron Man. Check it out, Bart Weeks on Facebook. You can also go to ssfightstore.com. That's Soar Summer at Fight Store. They're having a grand opening sale right now. You can purchase custom gear, banners, logos. They get it to you, and just like the man Bart said, they do it right, they're patient, and they make it perfect just for you so that you can focus on the things that you need to do, like kicking ass in the cage. So make sure to go to ssfightstore.com or call them at 803-250-5813. You can also check them out on Facebook. I know you know how it works. I don't got to tell you. Source Summer at Fight Store. Type it in. Type it in today and get yourself right. All right, guys, what's up?
I love that.
Got to love good.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know how I get down. You guys already know. As if you didn't know.
Yes,
now
sir.
You know for sure.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to be rocking a blazer next week or what? You coming in on GQ or you going to be rocking one of those Augusta Fight Club shirts?
Oh, man, wouldn't that be awesome? Like, I'm totally new
to
the party.
Yeah, I put you on the spot like that, right?
Yeah,
don't
hell yeah,
choose
dude.
Any sides. We're not going to draw a line in the sand on you today. But I
not
do
today.
Some shirts on you at some point.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no question about that. Matter of fact, I'm actually pretty interested or pretty excited about this because, as you guys know, Kobe is usually my co-announcer. So I believe that Mark Trader, who is the next person to fight for the 145 title, will be commentating the fights with me. So I'm actually pretty excited about that. And, the thing about this fight that is most exciting – to me, again, is the legitimacy. Like, I would pay money to see this fight. I don't pay money to see any fights. Like, that's part of the reason I do this, because I love kicking ass and keeping my money. But I like, I love keeping money in my pocket and seeing people get beat down. And that's, believe it or not, it's not the easiest thing to pull off. But
yeah.
I would pay cash for this, bro. I would pay my paycheck for the week to see Bart Weeks versus Kobe Wall, man. So to have the true honor to sit cage side and to be as close as I could be to this fight without being in it, which thank God I'm not. it's a privilege and an honor, and you know, I can only imagine Kowser, for you watching Bart step into this. I mean, you've got to feel something similar to be in that corner and to be a piece of the fuel to the engine that's coming
absolutely.
In 9 days.
He's worse than I am. He's
crazy
terrible.
I'm worse than he is. My ring anxiety when Bart gets ready
both
to fight.
The same shit.
Yeah, dude, we'll be at the hotel, right? And it'll, you know, we usually have fighter check-in between 3 and 4 o'clock, right? Well, Bart will be asleep.
Yeah.
And he'll wake up at 3 o'clock when it's time for us to go, and I'll be pacing back and forth. I'll be unchanged into my third T-shirt for the day. I get so overwhelmed.
I don't
want
the aggression out of this shirt.
On. And B-Lo just wakes up and he's like, all right, let's go. It's time to go fight. Let's go do what to do. You know, his mentality is this is another day at the office. He loves to bang. He loves to fight. And I handle all the nerves. All the nerves and all that crap comes through me. Nothing comes through him. He's rock solid when it comes that way.
We're a perfect duo here. It works. I don't know, man. I guess fighting is I guess I've been in enough fights where it really doesn't bother me that much anymore. I mean, what's different than, you know, being in high school and, you know, somebody saying the wrong thing to your girl or one of your friends and, you know, y'all scheduling to meet in a football field somewhere. I mean, don't put more on it than it is. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a fist fight. I mean, there may be, several hundred of people around and there may be a cage, but, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it's just a fight. There's no reason to put more than there is. I've done everything that I needed to do. I mean, if I didn't, I wouldn't have taken the fight. I mean, I'm one of those people,
well,
I either do it big or I stay at home. I mean, there's no reason to sweat the small stuff. I mean, like I said, I've watered my body. I used to train every day, 7 days a week. And now, I mean, if I'm sore, something's hurting, I'll take the day off. I mean, that's just how I roll, and I'm fine with that. I mean, there's a lot of, you got to learn your body and learn how to fight, but I mean, Chris handles the nerves, and I handle the knockouts, and it's fight
uh-huh.
Versa. When he,
love that.
When
beautifully
he...
said. Wow. Love
uh-huh.
You handle the nerves, I handle the knockouts. That's like a fucking slogan.
Oh, yeah. It'll be on our next shirts. It'll be on our next shirts for sure, but I don't know. It's
me,
the same way. When he fights or my little brother fights, my nerves are terrible. I swear to God, like, my hands, my palms get sweaty and everything like that, and I don't know why I fight that.
When I fight, I don't have those nerves. You know, it's only when my guys are fighting, especially with Bart. But when my guys fight, I get you know, just as the coach, and, you know, I get just overwhelmed with anxiety leading up to the fight. When I fight, you know, it's the same as Bart. Bart will be the one sweating and nervous, and I'll be the one bouncing in the back, and it's like, dude, you know what I'm fixing to do. I knock people out real fast, and that's what I do. You know what
you
I mean?
You already know.
Yeah. So,
you know, one of my favorite things about you guys, you know, I'm really big on community support. I'm big on, getting behind people that are honest, sincere, trying to make it big. You know, we have a lot of tyrants out here. We have a lot of people in MMA that can take the money that they have and can in a way have things their way. And I've always been a big supporter of the community and of people on the come up, of honest, real people who are chasing dreams. And that's all I've really tried to do on here. And I connect with you guys in a big way in the way that you, down where you guys are in Augusta and the surrounding area, get involved in your local community. And I definitely wanted to give you guys a second today. I know it's not necessarily on par with whipping ass in a cage, but I definitely wanted to bring it to light a little bit, because it is, in the background, at the end of the day, the most important thing that I feel like I contribute, and that is helping those reach a goal that they have. And I love being a part of that. And I know you guys do a good deal in your community, your direct community. And I definitely wanted to let the fans hear about that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we do a lot of stuff that we don't, you know, we don't push it all over the place and let everybody know what we do. But like over the winter time, we do our a food drive for the homeless. We do we collect jackets and blankets and hats and stuff for the homeless community in Augusta. We we're advocates on helping other people. And you know, right now in our careers and in our lives, you know, we actually had the conversation yesterday. We're not struggling, you know, by any means. We can pay our bills, and my kids are taken care of, and Bart's old lady's taken care of, and their bills are covered. But, you know, when we have a little extra, we like to do a little extra. So we try to give back to the community and to the less fortunate the best that we can. And because of the popularity that we have in this city and the social media following that we have, we're able. I mean, we collected like 365 jackets last winter. And on the cold nights, me and Bart rode around. You know, we rode around in the truck, and we found people that were hungry, and we found people that were cold. And, you know, we gave them food, and we gave them jackets and blankets. And, we had a huge outpouring for the community. So I want to give a shout-out to the city of Augusta for stepping up and helping us out to help other people out the way that they did. And, you know, we're going to continue to strive and continue to grow. And as our gym builds, we will be able to do more for the community than we're able to do now.
That's
absolutely
awesome, man.
Absolutely. And we were on the south side of Augusta a couple weeks ago, and we actually I donated one of my personal Tommy Hilfiger down jackets. And we were at McDonald's getting us a nice coffee a couple weeks ago, and actually saw a man with the jacket on that we gave to the homeless shelter. And it kind of hit home.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like, there really are people out there that are less fortunate and need people's help. And, I mean, you know, everybody,
about that jacket. No, I didn't mean to interrupt you, man, but it kind of touched me, and I just want to point something out if I could. And that's that, you know, a lot of people, they go out, they do deeds like that, and then it never kind of sweeps, not that you need it to swing back around, but it never comes back and affects them directly. So I can only imagine you go out, you give out a jacket, and then a few weeks later, you see that person with the jacket still, and you get a full-on direct respect and appreciation that you really did have a direct effect on this person's life. They still have the jacket. They're still using it. It's made a big difference. I mean, that has to be, not that you do it for those reasons, but that had to be a wonderful moment for you to see that change. I mean, that had to be awesome.
It really was.
It was
awesome.
When Bart saw him with the jacket, and we realized that was the jacket that actually came out of Bart's closet. It wasn't a jacket that somebody had donated to us.
Hey, how you doing, man?
It actually came out of Bart's closet. And the look
on there,
Bart,
we just
Bart, move your face away from the phone, brother.
I muted him. Go ahead, bro.
to actually see the look on Bart's face and to see how it made him feel, I mean, he got emotional about it. You know, and he looked at me and he said, you know, what else can we do? You know, what more can we do? And, you know, we had a long discussion about some things that, you know, some ideas that that we're throwing around coming up. But Eric, I want to tell you thanks, man. Not a lot of people point that kind of stuff out. And, you know, the way, you know, like you said, me and Bart don't post it on Facebook. And we don't brag about the things that we do because we're not doing it for that reason. But you pointing it out on a forum like this for people to see, I know everybody knows that I'm a shit-talking guy. And I'm going to continue to be that guy because that's who I am. But I really appreciate you pointing out the things that we do behind closed doors. I don't want everybody to just think of me as a shit-talking asshole from Augusta. I am a shit-talking asshole from Augusta, but I love my city. I love my fighters. I love my family, my friends, and my kids. And,
absolutely,
I consider myself a good guy, and I really appreciate you pointing that out.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, listen, there's always more than one side of an individual. I also, because of my outspoken nature, have been accused of all kinds of stuff. But at the end of the day, I also know myself, and I don't need anybody to justify that. And I know great things when I see it, and I know that you guys do a lot down there. And the best part is that you don't need anybody to validate what you're doing because your heart gives you that, and you know you're doing good. And I love that stuff, man, because you're making a direct impact. And that's what really this show we're on right now is all about, trying to make a direct impact on the people that matter to us. And that's right here in the Southeast where we're about to have, not to jump off topic, but a badass fight that everybody – you know what? If you guys want a little bit of charity, come on down. You don't have to buy a ticket now, but the rest of the show is going to be free courtesy of Bart Weeks' hands. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely, man. Bart's going to do his thing, man. You know,
are you there,
like
Bart?
You know it. I'm coming, brother. I like to put hands on people. And, you know, Kobe's got good jits. I got good jits. And, you know, everybody's got good jits these days. But, you know, none of the fans come to the fights to see jiu-jitsu matches. If people want to see jiu-jitsu matches, they will go to jiu-jitsu tournaments. So, you know, I challenge Kobe to stand up and prove that he's a better fighter than me and beat me at my best. And, you know, so let's see.
Challenge as thrown out there. Listen, guys, we got just a few minutes left. Bart, I want to give you the mic first, man. Anybody you want to thank, any shout-outs, anything you want to drop some attention on?
Absolutely. I want to give my sponsors a big shout-out. We have Architect Landscaping. We have Stallion Tree Professional and Concrete. We have Loki Siding. Is that correct, Chris?
Loki Roofing and Construction.
Loki Roofing and Construction. Crazy Ink Tattoos. I would like to give my beautiful girlfriend a shout-out for dealing with me some days that I'm not the nicest person to be dealing with, and my family and my friends, everybody that goes to Fight Club, everybody out there, CMMA, Jared Williams, Kobe Wall, you're my boy, we got to get down, that's just how it's got to be, but you're still my homie. Besides that, you know, everybody, you know, cross your fingers and get ready, because it's about to be a fucking war, son.
I love it, man. Skeet skate! How's it, my brother, man? Same thing to you, man. Anybody you want to thank? Anything you want to add at all?
Yeah,
anything you got on your mind, man? We'd love to hear it with this couple minutes.
Bart gave a shout-out to our sponsors, Lucky Construction and Crazy Ink Tattoos, Earthscape, Stallion Tree Professional, Stallion Concrete. I want to give a big shout-out to all of our family and friends, to Bart's old lady, Country Katie, for standing by him, and she's really made this camp that much better for him. The way she stepped up, the way that she has gotten behind Bart on this fight, I think that her encouragement and the way the direction that their relationship is taken has improved Bart as a fighter. You know, I want to thank everybody in Augusta that supports us, man. We love our city. I want to give a big shout out to my baby mama, Cecilia Cologne. We have a baby on the way. We find out on the 20th whether we're having a boy or a girl. We're super excited about that. She stands behind us. She supports our gym. Thank you, thank you. She supports me with, you know, when I come home at night and I'm there for 10 minutes and I give her a kiss and I'm out the door to head to the gym. She's okay with that. You know, she knows how important this is to us, and she's okay with sacrificing a little bit of her time with me for the greater good of our gym, you know, and the greater good of our life and our future. So big shout-out to everybody that stands behind us. Like Bob said, big shout-out to Cubby Wall and GSU MMA. They got two champions down there that are defending their titles. They're doing big things. I'm looking forward to Jared Williams and Conflict MMA putting on another amazing show next Saturday night. We're going to keep the ball rolling, man. We love fighting with Conflict MMA. Jared Williams is, without a shadow of a doubt, the best promoter in the Southeast. Eric Ellison, the best host with the most. Superfly with his boys a high.
You already know what it is.
Next weekend is going down, and the
after
party
is
going to be sick.
I always wear a suit to a funeral.
Ah, well, you better dress up like them, player.
Well, I'm actually meant it the other way, but, you know, like you was going to
get That's right, that's I'm right.
Gonna, yeah, there you go. Don't hit me, man. I seen you punch people. I ain't trying to get on that side.
That's right.
Yes, you better wear a pinstripe suit. You better wear a blazer so we have better restaurants we can go to.
Better have a suit suit. We're talking Malcolm X suit suit.
If your ass don't show up looking like the mask, you better just get out of the building.
What?
Come with the banana suit or don't come at all, ho. I like it, man. Thank you. Bart, Chris, man, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. I always love talking to you guys, and even more so, I love seeing you. When I get a chance to see you guys at the show, it's always good. And now we actually get to see a fight on top of that. Skeet, skeet, my friend. Skeet, skeet, indeed.
That's right, brother.
I got the fight, bro. We're out of here.
There it is, man. You heard it here, man.
Have a good one, brother.
Yes, sir. Make sure to check them out. Conflict 28 going down in just 9 days. Get them tickets if you haven't already. I'm going to flip the script on you. This has been number 105 of War of the Words with number one contender Bart Weeks and his trainer Chris Hauser. Awesome dude, man. Make sure to check this episode out and more. And, of course, we got a lot more coming with the weeks to come. I'm going to get this J. Cole bumping for you so you can slide out of here with some jams. War of the Word, number 105. We'll catch you tomorrow. Matter of fact, tomorrow we got Cubby Wall and Carl Crawford. So hell of a show to tune into. You get the other side. We out.
Yeah. Now I was dreaming about a deal at the age of 13. I was fiending for the meals, I ain't talking Burger King. Some of my niggas in the bill, all they did was surfing. Fuck scales, I had skills all day rehearsing. Them pretty boys had them girls, spent their time flirting. All they wanted was some waves like they fucking surfing. Hold up now, don't get it twisted, I ain't hating, do your thing. I was like a young Simba, couldn't wait to be the king. Now a nigga is the prince. Hopped over the fence where the grass way greener. Look at Shawty ass, way meaner. Something like Serena mixed with Trina, have you seen her? She fine enough to be Miss Howard, word to Adina. My money like a senior, watch it graduate. Now it's time to eat, I'm letting all my niggas grab a plate. Gravitate the real shit, stay away from phonies. These niggas heard about me, now they acting like they know me. Keep on saying, where you going, nigga? Shit, it ain't no telling. Yeah. Hey, where you going, nigga? Hey. It ain't no telling. Yeah, they keep on saying, where you going, nigga? Hey, it ain't no telling. Yeah, can't tell you where I'm going. No, I won't stop. Goodbye to the bottom. Hello to the top. Pardon the interruption. A proper introduction is necessary when your shit is legendary, man. Greedy niggas wouldn't let me in the cafeteria. Cause they ain't believe. Suddenly they Presbyterian. The hoes is librarians. They looking me up. She got her Jones like Marion. She licking me up. Then we cut. Look how she say my name. I got him on his J. Cole, they used to say Jermaine. I never changed, I'm like a corpse in a coffin, 6 feet, shit deep. I was low, just a dollar and some hope, fix me. Cause I was broke, plus the weed that I would smoke would make it worse. Lord, please let my problems disappear like Ron Mercer. I'm a star, converses, conversing with them girls with them curves like curses. They open like curtains, cause my shit is unheard of like curses on the radio. Same bitches used to play me though.